This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friday, once again, we have routed your thinking and your activity to the end of the week, the end of the work week anyway. It's Friday the 17th of August, and upon your ears will be the information and glamorization of lots of the information by another glamorous person, Jennifer Horn, Glamour Incorporated equals Victoria Keelan, and then there's the glamorous Kara Schillen all here. I guess I could be considered glamorous, too. What do you think, ladies? Vote yes or no on Doug being glamorous.
Super yeah. Glam.
Super Glam. Aha. Sounds like a new television show. Super Glam. It's time now for the super story of the hour, Jennifer. What do you think?
Well, a story, I hate to start out the hour this way, but this is a big story that's
been
trending.
You always say that.
I do, because I don't like to get bad news first thing, but sometimes it is unavoidable. So Colorado authorities announced that they found two bodies that are thought to be two young girls reported missing, along with their pregnant mother, who was found dead earlier on Thursday, according to officials in Frederick. They tweeted that police have a strong reason to believe that the bodies are Celeste, age 3, and Bella Watts, age 4. Their father is accused of killing the girls and their mother, Shannon Watts, and is thought to have committed the murder at the family's home, according to prosecutors. She's 33. He was ordered to be held without bond by the judge in the case during a court appearance following his arrest. He's expected to be charged with 3 counts each of murder and tampering with evidence, and the judge gave prosecutors a Monday deadline to charge him formally. Now, if you have been following this story at all, this is the guy who went on television and told people that he was looking for his wife and his kids and he couldn't understand where they went and was making a tearful plea to the community to help find them. Well, it turns out just a few days later, he then admitted that he was the one that ended the lives of his kids, his wife,
so
and his pregnant.
This is the time for the death penalty or vengeance. This is one of those cases where it just there's no real reason for this guy to live or to be around. We dispatch him, and it gets done quickly. It's, mm-hmm. it's over.
Especially then, with him admitting to what he's done.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, anyway, takes all this stuff. The Molly Tibbetts thing, kind of the same deal. That takes
right.
your breath away. You wonder, 2 weeks ago, nobody knew who Molly Tibbetts was except her family. Now the whole country knows who she is and doesn't know where she is. They know who she is, they don't know where she is, and whether or not she is even still alive. The abductor is hiding in plain sight, so says the FBI, and under that circumstance, what does that mean? I don't know what that means. Hiding
is there a short list of suspects then?
Hog farmer. The people weighing.
Yeah, and they.
You know my grim thoughts on the hog farm.
I know.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't. It sounds like a bad, terrible, scary movie. But
yeah.
I don't know. There's still the boyfriend. There's still the brother. The father has been very vocal. I guess
was
my
her
pen,
attraction? What would have been somebody's attraction to her? She's a cute 20-year-old. Woman.
I think that's all it has to be. The article I read said that they're focusing on, I mean, they seem to be focusing on that town, but on single or widowed or divorced men in that town. That's who they're focusing on. And I don't think you have to be more than a young, cute girl for someone to do something.
Was this the path that she ran regularly? Would someone have been able to follow her and know that this was her pattern?
I haven't heard anything about that, but I didn't think... So they keep saying that the last time they saw her was when she was out running, but the
right.
Snapchat that she sent to her boyfriend, she was not out running anymore. She
was
at home.
After the run.
So I guess someone could have followed her from her run to her house. But that's why it seems like it would have to be someone that she knew, or I don't know, unless someone broke into her house.
Or, yeah, someone broke in and had a gun or a knife or something and took her.
So here's Washington State, Clark County, Major Crimes Unit, investigating the incident that you probably have seen caught on camera. Teenager pushes her friend off a bridge. These girls and the girl stories, and that's it. The teenager survived the fall.
Yeah, well, I think
she
fell collapsed
60 feet,
lung,
right?
Some other
60
stuff.
Feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Boy, with
into
friends
the
like
water.
Those.
Yeah.
Who needs that?
Your enemies like.
Bunga. Bunga. All right, here's the story of a thief. Obviously, is interested in food. Has the taste of a college student. Made off with a 53-foot trailer filled with ramen noodles. How many people here like ramen? Okay, who went to college and didn't eat ramen noodles? Even in my age, in my era, ramen noodles had just come onto the market. It is a rite of passage.
They're a great snack for like 11 p.m. on a Saturday night.
Yeah, I kind of like them.
Well, they're cheap, 99 cents or whatever.
Right, I'm at the dollar store. It's one of the things at the dollar store that's really worth a dollar.
Yeah.
The driver parked the tractor trailer after getting permission from the owner of the gas station to leave it there for a couple of days. The driver came back and the truck was gone. No suspects, according to police, at this time. Ramen, what I always used to think is that, I don't know why I thought this, but I confused ramen noodles with Roman numerals.
Oh, Dougie.
Ramen
two very
noodles,
different things.
Roman
numerals.
Well, yeah, they
do sound similar, though. I will give you that.
Right.
You would think that a gigantic tractor trailer truck full of ramen noodles would be pretty easy to track, though. I know they're saying
not
they
necessarily.
Don't have any suspects, but...
No. Not if you, well, the license plate is a main plate. I don't know what the name of the company is. I didn't see that in the story, but unless... You know, some of these
I think
big,
it's like
these
an
huge
unmarked... It's just
yeah, it could be a trailer
white,
just... Yeah, big white trailer. Yeah.
So it's
I don't think
hiding,
it has, like, ramen noodles written
well,
on the side
no,
of it.
So is he just hiding in the woods somewhere? You don't just, like, go home with a giant tractor trailer and your neighbors don't notice.
No, but
I
you can find...
I wonder if the thief knew what was in the truck, though.
I don't think... How would you if it doesn't say anything on the side?
So, where the keys left, this is like the airplane thing. Although you do need keys unless you're good at hot wiring a truck or a car. If the keys were left in the truck. Like when I'm on site last night, I worked until dark with a couple of the kids in the hayfield, and we're all done. I got five tractors and a truck parked in the hayfield next to the road. The keys are in everything. So
I don't know that you want to advertise that.
Well, yeah, but who's going to get it? What are you going to do with a truck-loaded, you know what they call those big wrapped bales? They call them huge mushrooms. You ever see those along the side of the road where there are farms? The bales of hay wrapped in white plastic. Ever seen those? That's
you're going to laugh. I saw Blake Shelton release one of those on his farm. Gwen Stefani was filming him. I didn't know what he was doing, but it was a big, like, huge circular...
Yeah, that's right.
...or cylindrical thing.
That's called hay, New Yorker.
Yeah,
I've only seen, like, little bales of hay at the barn.
Yeah.
But he cut it open, and then the whole thing unrolled onto his... I didn't know what that's for,
that's
though.
That's called, if it's wrapped like that... It could be baleage. What I did yesterday was baleage because we didn't have enough time to get it done as regular hay. So baleage is when you wrap it.
What does it do when you're unrolling it out in the middle of a field? What's the purpose of
that? Well, that was for
show.
That's not necessarily what you... Because you don't want to roll it out on the ground because the cattle or the horses or whatever you're feeding will step on it and ruin half of it. You put it in a bunker, in a manger, something like that, and then it's up at their level so they're just eating like you would eat at the table. It's got to be level, chest level. Otherwise, they'll... And some of my cows, they get into the manger, they stand in the bunker, and they think that's sexier than just standing with everybody else. For whatever the reason. Pretty silly, actually. It looks pretty silly.
Huh.
What we probably should do is put some of those pictures... Let me see if I can find some, Jennifer. We'll post them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show. Lots of things going on. You can follow us on Twitter, too, at DJV Show, or at Jennifer Horn, or at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, S-H-I-L-L-E-N-N, or at Doug Steffen, as I think about things that ought to be put up there. You have a lot of information about what we're talking about here, sometimes things that we don't quite cover, the stuff on the DJV Show podcast, and then information about some of our advertisers, like Life Change Tea, better and better all the time, thinking about the specifics of what's going on inside your gut, inside your body. Is it time? I got a new power washer. Remember when we did the Works giveaway? Was that at Christmas? Mm-hmm. When did we do that?
Father's Day.
How long
Day?
Ago was that? What Father's was it? Oh, Father's Day. Right,
in
right.
June, yeah.
Yeah, June. It just seems like yesterday.
You're like, oh, it's Christmas.
Christmas seems yeah. like yesterday. And before you know it, Jennifer, it'll be Christmas again.
I laughed to myself yesterday. I told my dad. I said, I was sitting there going, okay, I've got all this to do. And then I went, it's Christmas already. It's
Christmas really time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway, the power wash, the analogy of having a power washer and using that to clean out your gut, it really is, given the fact more and more information every day. For example, I don't know how many of you heard the story about the latest Roundup fiasco, but the reality is that it's everywhere, including in your Cheerios, in your Quaker Oats, whatever cereals you're eating that are commercial will have residue from Quaker Oats. Remember this week, the school groundskeeper, they got the $289 million in damages from Monsanto. Well, there are lab tests being conducted all over the place, and they're finding this stuff. And not only in that food, and not only Roundup, but all kinds. I mean, we're talking about, I said Cheerios, toasted whole grain oat cereal, Lucky Charms, Kellogg's, Cracklin Oat Bran, Quaker's Old Fashioned Oats. It's in everything. And you're eating that stuff, and it's going right into your system, and it's clogging everything up. That's why you need Get the Tea and that website. Go through it. You'll find Life Change Tea reference there and other things that will do what I suggested, the power wash of your system, the tea that makes you go. I came up with all kinds of good slogans this week because I've used it and I like it. We all use it and we all like it. It's sort of like self-defense, you know. I shot him in self-defense, Your Honor. Well, this is self-defense for your body. Let's face it, your food is a lot of garbage. It's not, even if it's minimally processed, it's not good for you. It good, tastes good, yum, 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 but good for you, not so much. That's why you need Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea, herbal formula. All the teas are grown in our country on natural organic farms. It's combined and put together in the USA, and you get it delivered to you free when you use the code DJV. So go to GetTheTea.com, get on the program this weekend, start thinking about it, and get to the real bottom line of cleansing your system. Dr. Jack loves this. GetTheTea.com, discount code DJV, they'll ship it free. GetTheTea.com for a Life Change Tea.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through August 31st. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Well, there's probably not too many of us or you who don't know that Aretha Franklin, about whom we have been speaking all week, has passed away at the age of 76. So as you can imagine, lots of tributes coming in to the lady known as the Queen of Soul. She had, as had been the speculation, pancreatic cancer, and as most people know who have any connection to it, once that gets you, there's no out for pancreatic cancer. And it works fast, 3, 4, 5 months, and you're done. So anyway, she is someone who we certainly remember. The tributes, you can't count them, there's so many of them. Lionel Richie praised her, saying her voice, her presence, her style, no one did it better. Truly the Queen of Soul, I will miss you. I'm trying to find Obama's exact quote, because of all of the things that I saw, his was the best, and I don't know that I can put my hands on it right away. If one of the two of you finds it, I would like you to read his words. Berry Gordy, who founded Motown, said, quote, a national treasure. This is from my favorite. Crank this up, will you? This is her gospel roots. For me, this epitomizes who she was. Anyway, Berry Gordy said, national treasure to everyone. But to me personally, Aretha was my dear, dear friend, my home girl. Loved her a lot. From seeing her as a baby singing, she started singing professionally, you know, when she was 14. She had 3 children by the time she was 24, if I'm not mistaken. But she'd already had 3 or 4 hits, but in the gospel sense, because she was 9 when she started singing in the church choir, and people heard this voice and they, my God, what in the world do we got here? That's why she recorded her first song, and it was a big hit when she was 14. So yeah, and then Berry Gordy got involved in it, and he really made her a household name. Clive Davis was involved in her career as well. Clive Davis said, I'm absolutely devastated by her passing. One of a kind, more than the Queen of Soul. She was a national treasure.
Isn't it weird, though, that she was never signed to Motown?
Yeah, it really was. She was always on
something
else. Atlantic. I think it was Atlantic record she was on. That's an interesting point. Very interesting point. She was Quincy Jones, I think, talked her out of being with Berry Gordy because Berry Gordy wanted to sleep with everybody who he made a star, and Quincy thought that she was too good for that. And not that that says anything about Diana Ross or whoever else, you know, but that was the way it worked. So, anyway, John Legend tweeted, "Salute to the Queen, the greatest vocalist I've ever known. Carole King, what a life, what a legacy. So much love, respect, and gratitude. Rest in peace, Aretha." Barbara Streisand tweeted a picture of her with Aretha from a couple of years ago. She writes, quote, "This photo was taken in 2012 when Aretha and I performed at a tribute celebration for our friend Marvin Hamlisch. Difficult to conceive of a world without her. Not only was she a unique, brilliant singer, but her commitment to civil rights made an indelible impact on the world." Yeah, she was a, she wasn't one of these whiners. I mean, she'd get right in your face. She was
that tough.
Yeah, she was tough. She really was. And I think that comes, Jennifer, from her almost, she was a street kid. And at the age of 14, to have the success that she started, I'm trying to think of some other kids that came along at the same time. Brenda Lee was one of them. They had big hits by the time they were 14, 15 in that era of rock, or the era of Motown, R&B, when it was just all of it coming into its own. There was such a thirst for that sort of thing. She was so refreshing. Aretha Franklin in our focus here on the DJB program at 28 past the hour.
Impulse and patience. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Impulse and patience were traveling together when they came to a divide in the way. The road split into two paths. The first was easy to travel, but led to an awful destination. The second was difficult to pass, but led to a beautiful destination. Impulse jetted quickly down the easy path, and his future was sealed. Patience, however, took a moment to consider the outcome, and although she was tempted to go down the easy path, she realized the reward for doing the harder work up front. Patience went down the tougher path, but ended up in an ineffably beautiful place. Both impulse and patience reside in you. Who you allow to guide you will likewise determine where you end up. Listen to Emotional Management, the talk show, on KDKARadio.com for more.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another police officer in America is shot in the line of duty. This time it happens at a Phoenix, Arizona intersection.
Our officer is in critical condition. The suspect is also in critical condition. There are no outstanding suspects.
That Phoenix police spokeswoman did not identify the officer nor the suspect, who again are both hospitalized. Witnesses telling police the officer was trying to make a routine traffic stop when shots rang out last evening. The jury in the tax and bank fraud trial of former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort continuing deliberations. The jury did send the judge a note with four questions yesterday after winding up their first day of deliberations. One of the questions asking the judge to redefine reasonable doubt. This is USA Radio News.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the La Crosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
We work hard at being healthier.
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The next DJVers are back in the Focus DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria. This is the DJV program. Friday, the 17th of August, is upon us. And so are the ideas that Victoria Keelan had. What has? You have a singular or a plural story count?
I have a singular trending story, if you would like that.
I would love that. I think the audience would like that even more importantly.
Okay, this is a really, this is from Bizarro Land. So, I know you're not a huge basketball fan, but J.J. Redick is an NBA player. He was out in L.A. for a while, and then now he's on the Philadelphia 76ers. And so he has the most bizarre story of what just happened to him in an Uber in New York City. So he was paid to do a photo shoot with a fashion line called Mr. Porter. So he went, he did the fashion shoot, and they hired a Cadillac Escalade Uber to drive him home. He was with his wife and his sister-in-law. So the three of them are in the back of this Cadillac Escalade. They hear something in back of their seat, and this is one of those, you know, there's three rows of seats. So they hear something in the way back. And he looks over, and his sister-in-law's face is as white as a ghost. She then gestures to him and to her sister, Chelsea, that there's someone trapped in the back of this Cadillac Escalade in a cage under a blanket. So at first, they kind of try to remain calm. JJ takes a look back, and he tells this whole story on his podcast, and so now it's in the post, and it's now the story's gone viral. But he takes a look in the back, and he's thinking maybe it's a dog, maybe this Uber driver were the last ride of the night, and then he's going to go home. No, it turns out it's a small human, so he can't tell if it's a child or if it's just a tiny adult. But there is definitely a human being under a blanket in some sort of a cage in the back of this vehicle. So JJ then tells the driver what he has just seen. He immediately demands that the driver pull over. He calls the police. When the driver, as soon as everyone gets out of the car, the driver speeds off, never to be seen again. And so JJ calls the police. The police try to investigate this. They call the Uber company. They track down the driver's company, whoever his supervisor was, whoever owns the actual Escalade. And all they will admit is that the guy had wrongfully transported someone in the front seat when he wasn't supposed to. They didn't mention about anyone in a cage in the back of the car. So his wife, Chelsea, is completely freaked out about this. Yeah. She calls the FBI tip line. And now the FBI is launching an investigation into, is this child abduction? Is it human trafficking? Or is it just, as JJ said, the best case scenario, it's his wife or his cousin who just really needed a ride and was trying to hide? But it's the most bizarre story that will, I'm sure, be developing throughout the weekend. But, it's crazy.
I know what it is. I know what it is. It's a black cat.
Hmm.
Black cat.
He's a little bigger than a black cat. But
big black cat.
Yeah.
Oh, a lion. A black lion.
No, black cats, they're, what is the black cat called? Not a cougar. What do you call
panther?
It?
A panther.
Panther. Yeah, it's a panther. That's what it is. Panther.
Somehow we've managed to take a kind of crazy story and just make it really ridiculous.
Really?
Yes.
Well, how could that
it's
be? Because
how
today
we're able to do that.
Is National Black Cat Appreciation Day. Black cats.
Oh, I've got a black cat.
Yeah, see? So it's all about the big black cats, the little black cats, and the cool black cats. You got a black cat's cool. He's a cool cat. Black cats don't get a lot of positive publicity. You know what they say about a black cat walking under a ladder on the 13th?
They say it's bad luck, but
life is over if that happens.
But a lot of people actually think it's good luck if a black cat crosses your path.
It's all about your superstition. And in this circumstance, superstition, say it again, Doug, superstition plays a big part in why black cats get negative press. Long ago and far away, a lot of people linked black cats to witchcraft. And that reputation seems to have held on. People still think it's bad luck if that black cat walks in front of you that you have, Jennifer. On the other side,
it happens every day when she wants.
I would let Buddy walk in front of me. She's adorable.
She's
a lot of owners believe they are more empathetic and instinctive than other breeds of cat.
She's definitely not empathetic.
No. I think cats Buddy's in general are. It's always all about them. Witching hour started in the Middle Ages. Black cats associated with witchcraft. Then in 1919, a cartoon debuted. Felix the Cat in Feline Follies. Felix in Feline Follies. Don't you love that alliteration?
I loved Felix the Cat. Yep.
Yep. Felix
the wonderful,
the cat. The wonderful, wonderful cat. Yeah, that's it.
These girls Felix. Watch.
I've Kara. Never heard of Felix.
Felix I knew the it. Cat. I knew it.
The
knew
wonderful,
it.
Wonderful cat. 1993, Binks arrived on the scene. Hocus Pocus for me.
I love Binks.
Binks
see? Yeah, you know about Binks.
I know Salem the Cat.
Salem the cat.
Who was the cat on Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
That's his name. Yeah,
Salem. Okay, okay.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. The story of National Black Cat Appreciation Day. And you thought it was just so much Hocus Pocus.
You post a picture of Buddy today.
Yep.
Okay.
You know what I just realized, Jen? You say that Buddy walks in front of you every day. Now, I'm not very superstitious, and I love black cats, but you have been having an awfully tough, year.
It's been a tough year, yeah.
Maybe it's got something to do with that.
Maybe I need to upgrade. I need an orange cat, Buddy. We're trading you in.
Oh.
What do they call those calico cats? The orange and white and black cats are the calicos, right?
Yeah. Who am I kidding? I just love all cats. I'm a cat.
All cats. Okay, now let's go to television. It's 20 minutes before the hour on the DJV program TV last night. Everybody see? Let's see. What did I watch last night?
Oh, we it's do an episode. This every day. And then we wonder, why did we do this?
Why did we do that? Right,
we're
going to
go through this again. You
rundown.
Saw NCIS. We get it. And then
what did
I didn't see anything.
Yeah, what did you watch? Tell us.
I think I watched an old Blue Bloods, now that I think about it.
Okay,
that's sometimes, sometimes on the stuff in rotation. I get it.
It is.
Well, I watched two new episodes of Trial and Error, and once again, they were very good and very interesting, and it was actually new on TV.
What happens on that show?
It's kind of a mockumentary, but it's about, it's like a murder mystery. I don't know if
you ever... A mockumentary? What in the world?
Yeah, it's, have you ever watched episodes of Parks and Recreation? It's filmed kind of a documentary. Okay, well, I guess I will not advise you watch the show.
You would not like
it's kind
show.
Of filmed like a documentary where someone is speaking directly to the camera, except it's not a real documentary, thus the term mockumentary. It's about a murder mystery in a little town in the South. It's very funny.
Hmm.
Ha, ha, ha. You sound like you really mean that, Doug.
Hi, Jennifer. What's up for tonight and the weekend?
Well, it's time, since it is the weekend, to get on the couch, get a little spooky. It's Black Cat Day. Wrap yourself up in a blanket and get scared with television. Because tonight, the Travel Channel has a show called Kindred Spirits that starts at 8 o'clock.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah, this
Anything
is good.
Anything with ghosts, I love. Yeah, that's a good
so
show.
So this is, the episode is called Unruly House Guests. And the, a terrified couple calls for help after they see a chair levitate in their home. That's right. It's kind of spooky. That's in the Travel Channel at 8 o'clock tonight. Ancient Aliens Declassified. If ghosts aren't your thing, let's talk about aliens. That's on the History Channel tonight. There are two new episodes. One at 8. That's Ancient Aliens Declassified, followed by Ancient Aliens. Ooh, maybe I've got a little
something
happening in my voice. At 9 o'clock, HGTV at 9 o'clock has Tiny Paradise. You know, the tiny home craze is all over the place, and now they are building tiny homes in paradise. That's at 8, at 9 o'clock and at 9:30. On Game Show Network, you have two new episodes of Cash Cab. That's at 8 and 8:30. Discovery, new episode of BattleBots at 8, followed by Cooper's Treasure. And then on the network, CW has a new episode of Masters of Evolution. That's at 8 o'clock, followed by We Day on ABC. That's going to be the big news tonight at 8 o'clock. That's John Stamos hosting an entertainment special celebrating the transformative power of individuals acting together to change their communities around the world. It'll feature Jennifer Aniston, Dierks Bentley, Will Ferrell, Whoopi Goldberg, Selena Gomez, and a whole lot more. That's on ABC at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of What Would You Do? And then on CBS, TKO, You Love It, Total Knockout, Dougie, 8 o'clock, followed by Whistleblower at 9 and 10.
All right, who's seen the latest version with Ariana Grande of Carpool Karaoke? That seems to be getting a lot of attraction.
It is. I haven't seen it yet, but it's apparently they sang Titanic songs and they sang a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I watched it the other day, and she did a couple different Celine Dion impressions, which is her thing.
Was it any good?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I know you're probably not a huge fan of her, but it definitely, she's got a great voice.
No, I'm not, but I saw it's getting numbers, not the equivalent of McCartney and Adele, but it really is getting strong numbers in comparison.
Yes.
It always gets strong numbers, but there's something about this show with her that's attracted a lot of attention.
Yeah, she always does kind of fun things on late night shows, and so she did two separate things with James Corden. She did the Carpool Karaoke, and then they did a run through of the soundtrack of Titanic, but they didn't, besides the Celine Dion song at the end, they just kind of made up songs that went with the different scenes from the movie, and so you get to see her singing with James Corden. It was really fun. I think that you would like the Titanic one.
I think this guy has is smart.
He's got the chops.
Likeable. He's going to do very well. He's acting interesting, picks interesting interesting character roles to play. But these carpool things, Stevie Wonder, if you didn't see that one, Taylor Swift, if you didn't see that one, Elton John, they're all over YouTube, all over the CBS website. Bruno Mars, we were talking about that recently and how much people love that. It just is a great, it's one of those things, when you watch it, you can't help but be uplifted. It just, that's what it does to you. Anytime you're blue in a dumpy place, just put Carpool Karaoke into the search bar and go watch.
The other thing, and I agree 100% with what you're saying, but the other thing that's really cool about him, when he gets people in the car, he gets them to confess to a lot of stuff. he really does. He's subtle about it, but people are having fun and they're singing and they're talking about. Yeah. You know, he asked whose songs are written about. Madonna confessed a bunch of stuff about how far, like what she did when she made out with Michael Jackson, and he gets people to really open up about stuff, which is kind of cool too.
And she's got a lot of stuff. She she's got great stories to tell if she'll tell them. She's had a wild life, man. That woman has been up, down, inside, out, and sideways.
She's twice.
One of the most sexual beings on the planet. And the stories about her are legion. So, anyway, that's little advice. If you're looking for something this weekend to make you feel really good, just go to Carpool Karaoke and have a big old time. Hopefully this weekend you're going to get a lot of good rest as well. Have you found your new sheets yet from MyPillow.com? And you say, sheets, wait a minute, the company is called MyPillow.com. Why are there sheets there? Because Mr. Lindell has been smart enough to catalog all kinds of things. I saw an ad. He's got a really corny jingle. We should have that MyPillow jingle. Or do you play that in some of the commercials that you run, that corny MyPillow jingle, Kara? I've not heard it on this program, but it's just kind of, it's sung by some people who must have been out behind the restaurant.
Why don't they hire you to do it?
They probably should. Hey, what a great idea. I'm sending that suggestion along. Thank you.
Go for it.
80 million Americans do not get a good night's rest. Don't be one of them. Go to MyPillow.com. And by the way, make sure your pets are getting a good night's rest as well with the MyPillow Pet Bed, which is on special now at MyPillow.com as well. MyPillow.com, code DJV. You get the special. I mean, they run the specials all the time. 2 for the price of 1 and 4 for the price of 2. And I'm not belittling that. It just is what they do. And you're going to get a lot of great products. But go through the catalog and look at the mattresses they have there, the seat cushions they have, the bed toppers, everything sleep-related is at MyPillow.com. And you get fabulous bargains by using the DJV code. So get the sheets and the pillows right now. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for huge savings.
The Geek Out.
While Tesla is just simply trying to build profitable cars, Musk's company has used the cool idea of Easter eggs via software downloads as an entertaining side distraction for owners. They've done light shows with all the various Tesla's LEDs, cartoon-themed navigational maps, but recently Musk has announced the upcoming 9.0 software update will include, get this, classic Atari games that you could play on the Tesla's big control screens. Now, we're told Pole Position, Tempest, and Missile Command, that's a trio, is coming out on the first release. And yes, calm down, Musk has been very clear the games will only be able to be played while the car is parked. 9.0 is due by summer's end for all eligible Tesla models.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Another store closing? Well, we're here for you. Kohl's, with the best brands like Nike, Under Armour, Levi's, Adidas, Carter's, Hanes, and so many more. For your family and for your home. And the best savings with incredible sales, Kohl's Cash, and Yes to You Rewards. Kohl's is the best place to shop. Shop anytime online or go to kohls.com/stores to find a store near you. Kohl's, we're here for you.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Past the hour, world becomes better when you know what's going on. And I will tell you, Victoria Keelan is a great help when it comes to knowing what's going on in the world of technology. We're here, as we do at the end of the week, every week, to count down from number 5 to number 1, top technology stories of the week. So we start with number 5 and a focus on Sprint with some news.
Yes, well, you're going to be hearing a lot about the 5G network. That's going to be the big buzz that's going to be coming up by the end of this year and certainly into 2019. Sprint is already getting ready for the 5G future. They've partnered with LG to bring what they say will be the first 5G smartphone to the U.S. capable of tapping into the faster next-gen cellular network. The device doesn't have a name yet or a price or even a firm release date, but they are very excited about it and they're already talking. They say it will be released in the first half of 2019, and Verizon's also working on a rival cell phone to the Sprint thing, but I think Sprint actually is going to get it out to the market first. And so Sprint has also promised that its new 5G network will be capable of full-length HD movie downloads in seconds instead of minutes, and the ability to play video games without any delays, hiccups, or lag time. So Sprint's going to launch the 5G network in Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Kansas City, L.A., New York City, Phoenix, and Washington next year before it expands to other parts of the country. But again, 5G is going to be the big buzz of 2019.
The big buzz. All right, number 4 is a focus on Microsoft and Amazon as they come together.
Mm-hmm. A year after... Yes, a year after Microsoft and Amazon first announced that they were going to work on their personal digital assistants actually being able to commingle, they now have done it. And so if you have Microsoft's assistant is called Cortana and Amazon's assistant is Alexa. Alexa is obviously a lot more popular than Cortana, but now the two of them are interchangeable. So if you have an Amazon device, you can use Cortana. And if you have a Microsoft device and you want to use Alexa for stuff, you can actually use them both interchangeably. interchangeably. Apple Siri is still the most widely used personal assistant because they have 1.3 billion iPhone customers in the universe. However, that actually is really still fewer than the number of Android users around the world. So by having Cortana and Alexa team up, they might actually be able to topple Siri. So we'll see how that goes.
Waha! All right, number three, Google, these bums.
Yeah, turning off location settings are actually not stopping all of your Google apps from tracking you where you go and your location. According to a new expose, a lot of Google services still log a user's location even when they have certain privacy settings turned on. Now, Google says users can control what information they track by turning the location history off. Okay, so we all know that part. However, this new expose says that Google apps are still tracking where you are even after you turn off the location history. So you have to do a second thing. It's a second setting called web and app activity. Nobody knows about this, so you're going to have to dig a little deep on your Android phone. Now, if you're using Google apps like Google Maps or Google Gmail on your iPhone, same thing has to happen. They're still tracking you even if you have location services off. So you're going to have to do an extra layer and to really ensure your privacy.
All right. Number two, hackers of the world unite.
Well, yeah, this is one of those stories this week that is just is a head-scratcher. The safety of our election systems didn't exactly earn a vote of confidence earlier, or this is actually from last weekend's DEFCON, which is a hacking conference in Las Vegas. One of the sessions, they have lots of challenges for the hackers to do. One of the sessions featured an 11-year-old who successfully hacked into a replica website for the Florida Secretary of State and changed the election results. An 11-year-old did this.
Great.
And it only took this hacker 10 minutes to do it. So the trial took place in the DEFCON voting machine hacking village, according to PBS reports. Kids as young as 8 years old are attempting to hack into these voting machines and change the election results. And so that's, you know, maybe another reason why we need to go back to paper.
Yep, there you go. Okay, certainly not to do voting on the internet. Oy. All right, number one this week is the info on that blue light from your phone. Listen carefully to this.
This was not the biggest story in terms of how many headlines it got, but this to me is the most important story of the week. The blue light that comes out of your smartphone and your tablet is actually changing the cells in our eyes that can accelerate blindness, according to a new study. Researchers from the University of Toledo studied the impact of blue light and found that the blue light triggers toxic reactions in the retinal molecules that sense light and signal the brain. When you reach your 50s or 60s, you can actually have macular degeneration. You can start to go blind, and there's nothing that anyone can do about it. Right. So get your safety goggles on every time you're looking at a screen with blue light.
Information is king. You're in charge. We're hoping to improve your life with our info here. 59 pounds.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.